This is a motivated seller or not? There's a question that came in here with an example, and I think we should address it together. It's going to be fun. Let's talk about motivated seller. By the way, why are we talking about motivated? Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're asking a question: is this a motivated seller or not? There's a question that came in here with an example, and I think we should address it together. It's gonna be fun. Let's talk about motivated seller. By the way, why are we talking about motivated seller? Well, we're talking about real estate wholesaling, really. And real estate wholesaling is the art and the science of finding deeply discounted properties using mass marketing, mass 2000 and digital marketing, okay? And then locking them under contract and then selling the rights to that contract to other people. That's to investors and buyers for a lucrative fee of $1,000 to $82,000, which is my highest. There are people that do more than that. It's a very lucrative business if you get it right. These days, we're also teaching you how to add passive income to that without spending money on real estate, multiple streams of income and stuff like that. So that's what we talk about here on this channel. Now, why are we talking about motivated seller? Because the key to that business is talking to motivated seller. Remember, you're looking for deeply discounted properties only, okay? Deeply discounted properties. There may be other situations in real estate investing in general, creative situation where you can actually deal with retail type of deals. But for the most part, at the very core of it, it's about finding deeply discounted properties. And you know, the only reason why somebody would want to give you a house, as they say, give you a house for free, which is not really, but you will find prospect that will tell you, I'm not giving away my house for free. Are you mad or crazy? Are you stupid? Are you kidding me? You're going to get that, you know. But literally, that's what they need to do, to be giving you the house for free. Now, why would they want to do that? Why would they want to give you a house at a deep discount? What's the logic behind that? Well, because they're motivated and they're very highly motivated sellers. And for one reason of maybe a life event or the other, maybe they're in foreclosures, they're facing divorce, they can't afford to hold on to that property. There are properties that people own and they can't afford to hold on to it. So they need to get rid of it from their books so they can move on and focus on other things. I was just talking to one of my clients today, and she just got rid of a house, 9 units in Boston, because she owned it for a long time. She actually had a tenant that was paying, that was fixing the house, everything. Like, it was really one of those ideal situations. But she was like, you know, my kids, I bought it for my kids so that they can stay in it when they go to college. But they never stayed in it. None of them ever wanted it. So she decided to sell it. So she came out of the deal with a 7-figure check, and she's about to give a bunch, 3 kids, she's about to give them money for Christmas, like big money, like checks. One of them is getting ready to buy a house, so there's going to be a nice help for down payment on their house and stuff like that, right? So why am I saying that to you? The ownership of a house is not always, the profit doesn't always come from money. Some people will say, you know what, because she actually said she was paying 10% to management, but she just felt like it wasn't worth it to be thinking about another property. I'm here in New Hampshire right now for a project. She doesn't think it's worth it to be dealing with a house in Boston. It's about 2 hours, an hour and a half away, 90 minutes to 2 hours away. So sometimes people want to get rid of a property, and it's not about money for them. They just need to get rid of it. Now, for her, she got some good money because she probably dealt with the realtor. But in some cases, the cases may be a financial situation. They need to get rid of the property. They need to offload the property. Maybe if it needs a lot of work, they don't have time to be fixing the house, to put in the work, to stage it. They don't want to deal with all that. So in place of dealing with all of that, they'll rather give you the house for free, right? Not exactly free, but at a deep discount. That's how you find wholesale deals. So how do you find such deals? You market, you spend money, time, energy on marketing, okay? It could be just time and energy. It could be money and time. It could be money and energy. It could be time and energy. There's a mixture of those three things that you have to spend on this, not on buying real estate, but on finding these deeply discounted properties. My only advice for you is make sure you are using 2000 and digital strategies. Okay, all right, we live in 2000 and digital. So now, since we now know why we're looking for motivated sellers, right, there's a question that came in here. Is this a motivated seller or not? Let's get into it. So the question goes, hey, so I'm meeting with a seller on Tuesday to check out this home, and I wanted to see what tips you might have or what you would recommend regarding making an offer. The numbers are pretty tight, so I don't think I'll be able to make a cash offer while still making it a win-win-win. All right, so he's admitting already that it's probably too tight of a number. I'm considering the possibilities of a finance offer. A finance offer is like creative financing where the person needs too much money, but you can make something happen if you spread the solution over time. Different topic for another day. There's lease option, there's lease with the option to buy, there's craziness, you know. But it's actually just numbers, it's easy. I have another video, just search for Ola. Once you're done with this video, search for Ola lease option. Or lease or Ola, they call it subject to, you know, Ola subject to real estate. If you search that on YouTube, the video will come up on that topic. So anyway, so he goes, I'm considering the possibility of finance offer, but I've never made an offer for finance. So any tips or help is greatly appreciated. Here are the details below. So after repair value is $140,000. The mortgage balance on the deal, the house has a mortgage against it for $80,000, which means owner, on the best case scenario, even if they found a full pay for the worth of the house, they are gonna make about $60,000 tops, all right? But then the house needs repair. Now they're claiming that the repair is $15,000. And the person that sent this is saying before due diligence, but they're claiming $15,000. So they can truly walk away with approximately 60 minus $15,000. That's $45,000, right? Something like that. Yeah, $45,000 minus whatever the closing cost is. They're selling, so closing cost maybe $1,000, $2,000. So let's just say $45,000 for the sake of simplicity. But the seller is asking for $150,000. The house is worth $140,000. The seller is asking for $150,000. The seller is asking for more than the retail value of the property. And the property needs $15,000. Okay, so here's the motivation according to the person that sent the question. The motivation is, inherited this home from a family member that passed, wants to use proceeds from the sale to move into a new home. Okay, so the problem, I did another video 2 days ago. Make sure you watch that video. That video is called, forgot the name right now. It's the last two videos, okay? And the problem here is that you can't solve the problem of this person. Remember, you're looking for motivated seller. That means they have other problems outside of money, okay? Money is not their problem. The problem are typically too much repairs, okay? Their main problem, they can have this problem, but if they don't acknowledge that they have the problem, it doesn't count, okay? So if you come to me and you're trying to offer me a service, I need to admit to my problems. If I don't admit to my problems, you can't solve my problems. So another example, analogy, right? You go to a therapist. They're going to throw a few questions in front of you, and then you're going to tell them what your problem is, and they're going to address you from that standpoint. You're the same thing. You're a consultant at the end of the day. You need to listen to people's problem in the way they express it, right? You can throw a few quality questions at them to extract more information, but basically whatever they admit to is the only problem you can solve. So if the house needs $15,000 worth of work and they're claiming it only needs five, that's your motivation level right there. Your motivation level is thinking is only five. If you get into argument with them, it's not gonna help you either, okay? You need to be able to show them skillfully that it needs $15,000 worth of work. If you can do that, which there are skills behind that, then you're probably on a good path. If you can't, then you can't solve their problem because their problem is based on $5,000. So now this person is saying $15,000. If the property actually needs $40,000 worth of work, you need to get them to agree that yes, it needs more. Once they agree to that, you give them an offer based on that. So in this situation, family Because a family member passed on doesn't mean they're motivated. A lot of people assume that means motivation because it's an inheritance, probate kind of situation, because it's tax delinquency doesn't mean they're motivated. You still need to prospect and make sure they're motivated. If they're not motivated, go back into your pipeline and pull out another lead to work. If you don't have leads to be working, then that's your major problem, not this person. This person is not your problem. Your problem is not having leads, okay? But anyway, they want money. This person wants the proceed from the sale to buy a new home. So their problem is not that their family member passed away. If their problem was family member passed away, I have this piece of crap, I don't want it. Whatever you got, give it to me so I can move on. That's a different type of problem from my family member passed away, I have some money, I'm about to buy a new home. Two different kind of problems, okay? So you need to really, really think deeply, identify the problem, and then solve the problem from that standpoint. So the answer to this is no, this is not a motivated seller, and everything you do from the standpoint of not a motivated seller and you're not a realtor will go wrong. It's just the way it is. It will be wrong, okay? I have a quote here I'm gonna read and I will round it off. Making a creative finance offer is not always feasible. For example, in pre-foreclosure wholesaling, you would need to factor in the cost of being the delinquent bringing the delinquent lien current, okay? Typos. This was a quote that you will find in the description area, by the way. The cost of bringing the delinquent lien current. You have to factor that cost in. So there's going to be a cost. The math has to add up to your profits. Add up to profits, okay? The math has to add up to profits after the owner and the lien holder is taken care of. At the end of the day, the number one factor is the motivation level of the seller. That's all I have for you on this episode. Hopefully, you got some tips out of it. Go download this book. It's absolutely free. Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. Just go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com. Download it right now for free, the PDF. Also available in Kindle, in audiobook, and paperback, just like this one. If you go there right now, I'll give you my newest book, Real Estate Money Secrets. Absolutely free with it. Hopefully, you've been enlightened, educated. We'll see you on the next one, and peace.